KRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock, it's Hunter, it's Jenna. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. How are you?
We're doing great. It's Friday. It's ABT.
ABT.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it.
You know, I'm excited about this morning because it looks like juice. You
yes,
brought it.
I did. So we're switching it up. we've been doing a lot of beer lately, and I figured, you know what? Let's class up the joint a little.
Yes, yes.
Add a little wine too.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, yeah.
Out of our red solo cups.
Yes. We're really classy
like
here.
All right. Yeah. So, yes. What do we have today? What are we doing? What do we got?
All right. So, obviously, you guys are very familiar with Round Barn.
Yes.
They've been a local winery here for over 25 years.
Has it been that long?
Yes. Yep. They celebrated their 25th this past year.
Wow.
Amazing family, the Morse family. And they just keep continuing to innovate.
Mm-hmm.
And not too long ago, I mean, their flagship is their cranberry wine.
Okay.
And that kind of started this whole concept for what we're going to taste today.
Very nice.
So, they have the Farm Market Series, which is all their fruit wines.
Mm-hmm.
And they recently just launched this last week. They had their big party out at the winery. Their sixth, I guess I always say he's the sixth man off the bench in the group, into the family of the Farm Market is the Concord Grape. So Concord Grape's a very big thing in the wine industry, especially locally.
Yeah.
And it's 100% Concord. It's delicious. So I brought three of the six of the Farm Market today.
Okay.
And I actually brought the three newer ones that they have put out these last couple years.
Concord grapes are the big ones. Or are they the real purple ones?
They're the real purple ones.
Purple.
Yeah, real purple.
And you know when you're driving down the road and those are in season.
Yes.
Dude.
So good.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. And then there's the Niagara. So those are the white, like the green, you know, that's the Niagara. So a lot of the wineries also do those. I love this wine. It's delicious. We're actually going to start with the blueberry first. We'll end with the Concord.
Okay.
But the blueberry wine is delicious. And I love this one in this series because these tend to be on the sweeter side. You know, they are fruit wines. Of course, they're going to have natural residual sugar in them. But the blueberry wine has like really, really nice like cinnamon notes. Very, very well balanced. And it's like, I feel like people that love dry wine actually really like this wine too.
It's
versatile.
So it being a sweeter wine, it's still not overpowering.
Exactly.
In that sense.
It's very natural and it has some very, very nice hints of that cinnamon, which I think just maybe balances it. And it's just, it's lovely.
Oh, okay. Let me put my monocle on. I'm going to drink this.
God, dude. Come on.
That is good.
Come on.
Isn't that delicious?
That is fantastic.
That's not... Come on.
Yeah.
There's booze in that?
I know. I know. And so that's the scary thing, right?
You know?
So all these wines are wonderful. Just to kind of let you know what's in the six in that family, they've got the apple, the cherry, the cranberry. And the cranberry is definitely what started it all. I mean, that was number one. Then it was the apple. Then we have cherry, blueberry. We're going to taste plum and Concord today as well. So that's
I'm excited
six.
For the plum.
Dude,
well, obviously, Concord's
yeah.
going to be great. That
yes.
was awesome. That was the blueberry.
Blueberry, yep.
Oh, very nice.
That's correct.
Very nice.
So next, let's try the plum.
Plum,
I really
yes.
like the plum.
I like it.
This was, like I said, fairly new as well. I happened to be out at the winery when they were, like, pitting the plums a couple years ago. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Like, pretty neat.
Yeah, that's a process for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a process for sure. All right. So this is the plum one.
Yes.
Not the scent, I guess. I mean, I'm not a huge like connoisseur of plums in that
only
sense,
when you're constipated, right?
Right, Mom,
yes.
I need the pro or the plums.
Give me that prune juice.
You know, going back to what you said earlier, though, I don't think people really understand how much work goes into getting this stuff into a bottle.
And not to mention to taste that good. I've tasted a lot of crappy wines.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case here.
Well, that's because you spent a lot of time in jail. You like that?
Oh, that was funny. Yes, no, this is a delicious wine. A little bit like sweeter. I think it's got a little bit more of like an acidity or like a tartness to it.
That's it. Yeah, you deserve it.
We're like spitting wine out laughing. I was trying to roll past that for a second.
Yeah, yeah, toilet wine, man. All right, good. That is very smooth.
Yep.
Very smooth.
Yep.
Like
no,
it.
And I mean, I like dig plums. I love that, you know, the skin of the plum.
God, that's good.
And then that just nice, like, you know, the sweetness and the tartness that plums have. And I think it does, I mean, you can just definitely tell it's plum.
Yeah.
Like, it's delicious.
That's fantastic. All right, so that was the second one, the plum one.
I'm sorry, it tastes like Welch's grape juice to me.
Oh, wait till this next one. That really is going to take
me. This is going to be probably like eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich with the grape jelly on there.
Yes.
Those Concord grapes is such a distinct. Distinct smell and taste. Ooh, hit me up with it.
All right, real quick while we're pouring this. Yep. Hey, Jenna, do you like crunchy peanut butter or smooth peanut butter?
I like smooth peanut butter.
Oh. Thank God.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you're a commie.
Yeah.
If you like crunchy peanut butter, you're a commie.
It's one of those things where I like, you know, if I'm eating peanut butter, I like... God. It's going to sound terrible. I like nuts. Like, I like eating peanuts.
Brock does,
like,
too.
This is a family show,
right,
lady.
Okay. Like, I like eating peanuts and pecans and, like, you know, all that kind of thing. But I don't like it, like, in stuff.
No.
Like, I'd rather just eat them separate. I don't like them in salads. I don't like them, you know, in like, mixed in with other foods.
It's butter. It has butter in the word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you were to have a crunchy stuff in regular butter, you would literally lose your mind.
Yeah.
And for some reason, some psycho commie bastard was like, let's make some peanut butter. Game changer. Let's not crush up all the
peanuts.
You
know, I hope there's nuts in your wine.
Yeah, I swear to God. I swear to God.
But yes, I also probably... You did.
You did look.
Just in case. I also like to eat peanut butter on a spoon. So it's like...
About 1 o'clock in the morning, that's the perfect time to go get
a
scoop of
really
peanut butter.
Good idea.
I've also heard that cures the hiccups.
Does
really?
It?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love peanut
spoonful
butter.
Spoonful of peanut butter.
Yeah.
You know what else?
A spoonful
cures
of sugar, Perry Poppins over there.
Yeah, that's right. Right. All right, let's try this.
Mm. Oh, this is the Concord?
This is the Concord.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah. I haven't even tasted it. I smelled it. It's just, so good.
So this was just released this last week. They had their big release party out at the winery, the estate. It was a huge success. Everyone came out for it, just absolutely packed. They did a cheese pairing with it, you know, obviously wine and cheese.
Yeah.
But they did a nice job with it. I'm lots of buzz about it in the market, and we're really excited to have it in our portfolio, and we definitely have it out there. You'll start to see a lot of things with the group.
Now, are all of these available
now?
They are.
Yep,
so the six are ready to go. You can get those.
Yep, you can find them in all the stores locally here. And then, like I said, the Concord is going to be slowly getting out there.
Yep.
But we definitely are pushing it, and we're excited to have it, and I think it's a nice addition to round out that portfolio.
Hell yeah, absolutely. You know what I want to do? I want to take just a peanut butter sandwich, dip it in the wine.
That's awesome.
You know, isn't that a good idea?
Yeah.
Crust list, of course, because I'm classy. Like, keep that crust
classy, man.
You sound like my daughters.
You know.
No crust, mom.
No crust.
Yeah.
No crust.
Honestly, I've had a lot of booze in my time, right?
No.
This might be the best tasting thing that has alcohol in it that I've ever put in my mouth.
They do a wonderful job with it. And again, not to keep going on about it, but you can also mix these with like spirits. As you guys know, that the Round Barn also distills.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a lot of cocktails at the Public House as well as their other locations where they'll mix these with like vodka or rum. They do a lot of different cocktails.
for when you really want to have a night.
I mean, they do slushies. They do all sorts of things. They have bourbon. They have, you know, tequila. I mean, they have it all.
Oh,
so.
Man. Well, these are all fantastic. And again, the Concord just released last week. You got the plum.
Yep.
You got the OG blueberry.
Yes.
Three of the six, and they're all available now.
They sure are. The other three that we didn't taste today are the apple, the cranberry, and the cherry.
Nice. Sure
I gotta try
great.
That. You said actually cranberry started.
Yes.
Cranberries.
Yep.
I gotta try that because I'm a big fan of the cranberry.
If you
cranberry,
like cranberry, you'll love this. And this is actually their number one seller. This is like one of the ones that like, you know, just sells and sells and sells. And that's how that whole concept of fruit wines and for them to keep it, you know, adding new fruits to it started with cranberry. So
awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, I want to have purple lips by the end of this show. So let's get to work. Jenna, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Check out more WIRX.com. I'll have the podcast put up there if you missed anything. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.